I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution against Algerian Christians is ramping up, but it seems like that fact has flown under the radar. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says that is by design.
They were sending around health and safety committees, which were strangely formed of officials from intelligence and security, amongst other governmental agencies, and they started the process of shutting down churches on this basis.
Ask God to give Algerian believers boldness and safety as the pressure mounts, and consider sharing their stories so their situation doesn't go unnoticed. Next, if you're a refugee mom trying to feed and shelter your family, education is probably the last thing on your mind. Unless, of course, the schooling is for your children. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. A few months ago, they rolled out a new refugee education program. Sat7's Dennis Ween says the latest updates about this program are good, but unexpected.
Mothers who never had the privilege of education are learning to read and write by just bringing their kids and watching along with their kids, which is exciting because as girls, they weren't allowed education.
So education like this opens doors for the hope of Christ. Pray for opportunity. And in Cuba, new believers are throwing their idols into the river. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press recently got that report from a distributor of their scripture booklets.
And I just want to encourage our listeners to know that the word is there, it is being shared, and that even in a country where there are restrictions or concerns and or whatever, the word is working, and people are coming to the Lord and making it public.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.